The 4th of July sale, now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
July is ice cream month. Ah, ice cream. A person's passport to sensitive teeth and bigger underpants. I don't wear underwear. I can eat all I want.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A private Facebook group for Border Patrol agents is being investigated by the Customs and Border Protection Agency and maybe Congress next.
The group, discovered by ProPublica, reportedly contains jokes about migrant deaths, sexist memes, and attacks on Latina lawmakers. Chairman of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, Joaquin Castro, called the page vulgar, vile, and disgusting.
There are many within CBP who become desensitized to the point of being dangerous.
Border Patrol Chief Carla Provost called the post inappropriate.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Nike is recalling a new sneaker over objections by one of the company's endorsers, former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick, and others on social media.
The heel of the shoe features the Betsy Ross flag, designed during the American Revolution, a symbol Kaepernick says is offensive, connected to an era of slavery. The sneakers were shipped to retailers, who were then told by Nike to return them.
Fox's Jared Max. There are a few pair out there on the black market. This is Fox News.
Let's play a game. In the words of your favorite celebrity, answer the following questions. Greg Budell, name something you don't see every day.
You never see a Rolls Royce with a bumper sticker that says, it happens.
Jay Scott, how do you feel after a long day of putting out fires here at Blue Water Broadcasting? Emily Hayes, you're dishing it with the girls. How do you start the conversation?
Oh, come on. Can we talk? All right, let's stop this nonsense.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. Do you like your chicken hot or cold? Was that Lassie or Rin Tin Tin? And Rich Thomas, how do you feel when you come into work every morning?
And I see by this turnout that, as it turns out, I'm the biggest name here.
Well, no more questions.
Let's go on with the show.
Stand by for three men and a lady. Right, Rich?
What are you looking at, you hockey puck?
We're in a giddy mood.
I recorded that while walking barefoot outside yesterday. It is three men and a lady, Greg Goodell, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes. As always, though, we launched the hour with a look at the weather with Rich Thomas.
And I'm just looking at these current conditions. 75 is the dew point right now, and you combine that with a temperature of 82. That's 79% humidity. Oh, boy. It's 8:05 in the morning, and it's rough outside. And it's only going to get rougher with the heat index today on the 103 to 106 range. The actual high around 97. Mostly sunny today with rain chances 20% at best. There'll be a couple of blips on the radar, but not many. If you get a shower at your house, you're living right. Tonight's low 76. Otherwise, get out the hose. Same story tomorrow and the 4th of July with the rain chances, I would say, scattered at best both days with high temperatures around 96 or 97. And the heat index tomorrow and on the 4th of July, it worries me because of the chance of heat exhaustion with so many people out in the 105 danger range both days. Then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, rain chances are a little bit better. They're not great, but a little bit more coverage on the storms as we get towards the weekend with high temperatures in the middle 90s. Right now, this morning, with west winds at 6 miles per hour, mostly clear skies, it's 82 at 8:06.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Plumbing by Luke Wire is ready to take your call right now. As a matter of fact, they were ready in the middle of the night, and they'll be ready in the middle of 4th of July, and they're ready on the weekends and anytime, really, because plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem.
It is. I'm not kidding now.
They've been in the AC and heating business since 1976, but for over two decades, they've been second to none in the River Region for plumbing. And they are my go-to plumbers because I love the way they operate. It's just so smooth. Pick up the phone. They give you a target time on when they're going to be there. Then they pick up the phone and tell you they're on their way. Then they assess the problem. They sit down with me. They tell me this is what the situation is. This is what we need to do, and this is what it's going to cost you. And then you say, go do it. And they're done in just a few minutes. That's what the way they operate at Plumbing by Lucquire. And the whole house plumbing inspection, great peace of mind, especially if you're going to be on vacation soon, to find out if there's any problems lurking in your house. It could be major problems, you know, like while you're gone. So give them a call. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at 264-966. Or visit them on the web, acbylucquire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
It's 807.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 8 o'clock portion of our rush hour, and traffic is thinning out just a bit. The boulevard is still pretty crowded, and we have an accident at Woodley Road and the boulevard, so be careful there. If you are on the interstates, I-85 doesn't have any hang-ups. I-65 is still slow around the river bridges, and the 31s have cleared up. You got a smooth ride into town. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter needs social media savvy customer service representatives. $36,000 per year salary. Text your information to 334-399-2895. That's 399-2895. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
So it's Tuesday, right?
Tuesdays are my favorite days.
That means Wednesday's coming.
Excuse me. I must get up now.
Why now? After all this time.
After all this time, why now?
Some of us have jobs to get to.
What you do for a job is not really a great way to make a living, you know?
Well, aren't we, Mr. The Glass is Half Empty?
Somebody's got to do it, huh?
Well, we might as well get this over with.
Yep, let's go.
Showtime!
At 8 minutes after 8 o'clock, see what the Church of England did? And by the way, the whole separation of church and state in our Constitution was inspired by the Church of England. The founding fathers here did not want to have a state church.
Right.
They've totally convoluted that into something completely different, but that's not what this particular thing is about. The Church of England has issued 9 commandments for better social media behavior.
Uh-huh. No, you shouldn't be involved in that.
Agreed. I can think of another religious leader who needs to put a cork in his...
Does it start with thou shalt not post?
That would have been a nice touch, wouldn't it? Oh. You know, go biblical. Just be safe, be respectful, be kind, be honest.
That's just that's what you should do in everyday life. It's not something that
says,
you...
Disagree well. I think I disagree well with I'm just passionate, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Do not covet thy neighbor's tweet.
What are some of the others here? Credit others. Follow the rules, abide by the terms, blah, 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 blah.
Credit others, so when you share a meme that gets a whole bunch of likes, you make sure to say that you got it from somebody else.
My daughter was mocking me because the picture of the two of us by Cutler Bay there got so many likes, and she says, you sound like I did 10 years ago. Look at all the likes I got on this Facebook post. Yeah. Interesting. Here's a guy that doesn't get likes. He gets loves.
Mr. Sandman.
Hey there, sir.
Good morning. Good morning.
I want you to know that last night I was on social media, and I got, a note from a listener who wanted to know about the man that advertises on our show that sells mattresses.
Uh-huh.
And so I directed him your way. I'm looking for his name. But I was doing my job. So
I appreciate that.
I mentioned what he's doing. The cool thing is he's giving his parents a brand new, completely refurnished bedroom.
That's awesome. That's a good kid.
And I said, by the way, if you haven't picked out the furniture yet, Mr. Sammy has some great stuff. I was telling him about my bed, the zip code.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that.
How enormous it is. It really is. It's huge. I love it. If you had it 12 years, it's the best bed
zip code
ever. And especially that, because sometimes you lean back too fast and you bang your head. I needed something that would protect my brain. And Mr. Sandman found it for me. And I got a great price.
If you ever need an upgrade, you got the area code one, David, right? You got
go from zip code to area code?
No, King is pretty much as big as I get.
I see.
So I'm without getting anything custom made. But,
Are you having a sale?
Well, yeah, I guess I might as well.
Okay.
Huh?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, our Independence Day sale, because it is Independence Day. It's not just the 4th of July.
Right.
It's a day that we declared our independence from, you know, tyranny. So, you know, England has the 4th of July also, you know.
Yeah, they do.
So,
they just don't celebrate it.
Yeah. But, yeah, we're having a sale, and it'll, you know, we'll carry it over after the 4th. We're going to be closed Wednesday and Thursday. That make people have some time to go play with people and kids and grandkids and relax. Because we work pretty hard. We have matches coming and going very fast. You know, like last Friday, we received over 170 mattresses into our store.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a rough day. You know, it's a pretty big load for one day. And, you know, we do that because we have them going out. We sell them. I don't just buy them to stock them, but I do have plenty in my warehouse. We're loaded up because none of our factories are shipping next week. And so we are loaded with mattresses. You can come in today. Now, I don't know if we could get you delivered today if you came in, because we are slammed to the gill. But you can pick them up. And Friday we'll be back open with, you know, big sales on everything. And we can deliver Friday and Saturday. And, you know, of course, next week's wide open. So come see us. We've got great buys on really good mattresses. I mean, we have very nice, inexpensive mattresses. We've got some $299 King mattresses that are thick and nice. Some of them around $399, but then we're going up. We also have the very, very best luxury mattresses you will find anywhere. If you're looking at really ultra-premium mattresses, you need to come see us. We've got mattresses from Jameson and Restonic and some other people that are just super nice mattresses. I've got Heirloom, which is one of the highest ranked companies in the world as far as quality of mattresses go. So come see us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday in Millbrook. We're open Tuesday through Saturday 10 to 6, and we're 3 miles from the interstate across from the Dollar General in Millbrook, and we'd love to help you.
By the way, a little piece of mattress trivia that I learned while I was in South Florida.
Okay.
I was in Chicago in 1992 when the big flood that nobody saw, very few people saw. What happened was that somebody had jostled something that was embedded in the Chicago River.
And it went in basements over downtown.
Did $2 billion worth of damage.
Yeah.
They evacuated downtown.
Yep.
And for weeks after, I watched them drain that with multiple hoses. Running out of there. But what I did not know was that what they were looking for, a way to stop, you know, to plug the thing. They were dumping mattresses.
Is that right?
Into the river to get them down where this hole occurred.
Wow.
That was the first thing they used to eventually block it. Then they had to figure out a permanent fix. But I'd never heard that
before. How about
that?
That's brilliant. Somebody came up with that idea.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, well, and back then there were, you know, some, you know, rubber mattresses, latex mattresses were around back then, and they are pretty much, you know, it's like a rubber stopper going into it, whereas a normal mattress with the inner springs and cotton and stuff in it, I probably wouldn't have done a great job of stopping it. But
the interesting thing was, and I don't know where they got the mattresses or if they paid for them, it was interesting, was watching this barge pull up and watching these workers just toss mattress after mattress overboard while scuba divers position them to try and stop the leak. It was pretty amazing, and somehow I'd never seen that part of the story before. It's on a show called Engineering Catastrophes.
But yeah, somebody's got to be pretty creative to come up with ideas like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we like those people.
Just thought I'd pass that along, sir.
Y'all have a great Independence Day, and enjoy yourselves, and I don't guess we'll talk to you Thursday, so I'll just talk to you next week.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, 16 after 8. Now, here's the conundrum we're going to do. 4 out of 5 adults say they base their opinion of someone on the state of their what?
They base... Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
4 out of 5 adults say they will base their opinion of someone on the state of their...
Now, don't overthink this, folks.
Yeah.
272-9228.
Yeah, there's certain things and places
that
where
you can just tell. You can just tell a lot about that person by this.
But if you would like to enjoy some great food at the Seafood Bistro, $10 gift card is yours with the correct answer. And the number is 272-9228. And Emily, would you nag them just a little further? Give us that Emily inspiration.
Oh, for them to call in?
Yes.
Yes. The number is 272-9228. We realize that there's a slight delay, so we're not going to jump off the ledge just yet, but we may help edge ourselves to it with some torture music if you guys don't start ringing in by the time we know that our delay is up. Again, that number, 272-9228. You'll get to talk to Jay Scott. And Jay's amazing and knows the internet before anybody else does.
All right.
Because he has time to read it.
We will get right back to this after this break with local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Auburn police charged 16-year-old Johnson Taylor with 2 counts of manslaughter in connection to the crash that killed Rod and Paula Bramblett. Taylor is charged as an adult in this case. Authorities say he had marijuana in his system and was speeding at the time of the crash. Qualifying for the race for Montgomery mayor begins today, and candidates have until the 16th to qualify for the race. Right now, there are 11 people planning to run to be Montgomery's next mayor. And Washington Avenue in downtown Montgomery is growing, transitioning from a one-way to a two-way street. This change affects 2 blocks of Washington Avenue between South Court Street and South Lawrence Street. The intersection of Washington and South Court will now be an all-way stop. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
He's a Grammy Award-winning multi-platinum selling artist, and he's coming to Montgomery Sunday, September 8th. Boz Scaggs. Impact Live presents Boz Scaggs Sunday, September 8th at 7:30 p.m. The Dirty Lowdown. Boz Scaggs at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center Sunday, September 8th. Tickets on sale now at the Impact Box Office and Ticketmaster. Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Why do we need more Spider-Man? I liked him when I was 8. Now I have grown-up taste. Oh, great! Here comes more Spider-Man. At the movies, everywhere, swings around in his underwear. All these stupid idiots wait in line to get tickets. They dress up like the Spider-Man. Millions and millions left the box office sold. When did we become a nation of 12-year-olds? Spider-Man, Spider-Man, why do you need so much
advice. Maybe you should get a life. Oh, snap! Since I have started singing, another movie's premiering, starring the Spider-Man.
Welcome to WADD. I'm your gracious host, Greg Budell. Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, Rich Thomas, and a conundrum is underway, and here it is. 4 out of 5 adults will base their opinion of somebody else on the state of their what? So we're going to start with Debbie.
Good morning.
Hi,
good morning.
Debbie, how are you?
Fine. How are all of you?
I'm good. I'm in a good space, Debbie. You know, it's like...
You sound like you are.
And I, you know, it's so great to be there without... being assisted by artificial means, if you catch my drift.
Indeed. And you're above the ground.
Yeah, that's who. There's a lot to be said for being above the ground. God,
absolutely.
You know, not to change topics and get morose, but when that baseball player passed away yesterday at 27, I mean, not only was that a sad and stunning development, but it makes everybody who's been around for a while grateful for the time you get. There's no guarantee of tomorrow, so you gotta stop.
Indeed it does.
It's scary.
So what do you think? What is this item that 4 out of 5 adults will base their opinion of somebody else on?
Well, I may be a million miles away from the answer, but I've known people that base their opinions of people on people's assets, what they have, their finance.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Their financial state.
Okay, is that it? It is not, but it's a good guess.
Appreciate it.
And I have a story to tell on this one when we get the winning answer.
Right?
Madeline.
Hi. Hello.
I feel like we have such an elegant show when we have a listener named Madeline, because that's a classy name. Hi, Madeline.
Hi.
What do you think? What is the, what is this thing that 4 out of 5 adults will, base their opinion of somebody else on the state of this one item?
Well, my mind just went blank, but I think it's the mind.
The mind.
Your mind. Oh, your mind. I gotcha.
Okay. The mind. Mine's a little disorganized, a little cluttered. Not it. Thank you, Madeline. 272-9228 is the number. Again, 4 out of 5 adults will base their opinion of another person on the state of this what? What are we talking about? Not status, but state of... Leah.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. What is this thing that, let's say, you went to somebody's place and you saw something that turned you off or changed your opinion of them. What's your guess on this one?
Their shoes.
New styles. Oh.
I'm doomed. Ah. I've always been doomed. Not the shoes, but that's a fine guess.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks for trying. News talk.
No, that's what I learned about women, Rich. You know, going through life is that stuff I never really paid attention to.
I know. For instance, I've got like 3 pairs of footwear. That's it.
Uh-huh.
And if people are judging me on my shoes, then I'm lost.
How many pairs of flip-flop sandals do you have?
Ten. Flip-flop sandals?
Well, because they're not really flip-flops, but they're not really sandals. They're like slip-on slide situations.
But Janelle had to tell me when I could and could not wear them.
Thank you, Janelle.
Well, I had a pedicure.
I know. While you were gone, I can't remember who I was talking to. Maybe it was the buttery one, and it was something about the thought process on something, and I told him your theory of... if your toes are free, if your feet are allowed to
they
breathe.
They can breathe, yes.
You think better.
Especially on a long drive. You want to stay alert, right?
Yeah.
All right, who is next, Jay?
Number 4.
This would be Emery.
Yes.
I'll bet Emery's never bored.
No. That's why I want to hear the Lithuanian national anthem, though.
Oh.
I want to say facial expression.
Facial expression is, well, so that's how you people would judge the state of you by your facial expressions. That's not what we're looking for, though.
Yeah, we're going in a different direction here. We are looking for something that you own. Somebody sees it, and they form their opinion of you based on
that. That's an important clue.
That's a big
something
hint.
That you own is how people evaluate the
but
state
it's
of
the state of it. The state of this
that would
thing.
be
That would be your cell phone then. Of course. Your cell phone.
We can eliminate that even though you get one guest per call. Thanks, Emery.
Thanks.
Your help and participation. Crystal.
Hey.
Oh, I was going to say teeth, but you said something that you own.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I own my teeth.
Okay.
Finish making the payments.
I was going to say teeth. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. All right. Let's go with, here's Johnny.
How about property?
Oh, interesting.
Property.
Interesting. No, it's
all
not
right,
that.
We're going to use his guess to further focus the guesses. It's something on your property.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Something on your property, and it's, so it's. Go ahead.
Here's Tara.
How about the cleanliness of your butter dish?
New stock. Who's this?
Butter dish.
the cleanliness of your butter dish is not even.
No, but you're on to something there.
You took this whole thing. Much closer.
You took things to a new level.
New stock.
So,
actually, that's almost too close.
It's not butter dish, but it is. It's in the right neighborhood.
You're in the zip code.
Thanks.
Isn't that your bedroom?
I told many a woman. What? the mattress.
The mattress. Yeah. That's yeah.
Interesting, yeah. Is it? We've heard from Tara, and now we have Ashley. Uh-huh. All we need is somebody named Rhett to call him. We're like gone with the wind.
Frankly, Greg, I don't.
You know, Olivia de Havilland's 103rd birthday was yesterday.
Wow.
Did you get that on the timeline?
I did not. Because that wonderful service didn't provide it.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Wow, 103. Think about the era. She's lived through all.
She is such a classy lady.
Of Hollywood's eras. And, and a fighter, too. She, took
News
some
talk. Who's this?
Popular positions with the studios who were abusing
Phil?
Actors and actresses. Ashley, back to you.
First letter of your last name.
Well, I'm a little confused by the butter dish guess, but I was going to say the cleanliness of your yard. Your yard is well maintained.
Okay. Yeah, if you've got a junky yard.
That's a great guess.
It's a cleanliness issue.
Yeah, so that helps. Property helps.
Yep, and it's something you. Yeah, okay.
But butter dish was too close.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it is a cleanliness issue.
The butter dish could be part of the winning answer, but it is not the winning answer. You see.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
All right. Let's see if Buddy can figure it out.
Good morning, Craig, Emily, Richard, Jay.
Hey, good
hi.
Morning. Bailey says hi too. No, go ahead.
I'm gonna say how clean you keep your house.
Oh well.
All right. The cleanliness of the house is.
Narrow that down.
Yeah.
Narrow that down a little bit.
Think about it. Call us back.
Call us back.
It's a fine guess. All right. Here's Phil.
Hi, Phil.
Hey, how about the refrigerator, man? It's kind of a, stock thing that I look at no matter what you got.
Well, let's see if that's the winning answer. It is!
That's what we're looking for. People judge you by looking at what you got. Or actually the cleanliness of your refrigerator.
So here's
it's a hard thing to keep clean.
It is. It really is.
My question about that though.
Okay.
When you go over to someone's house, you don't just walk in and you're like, "Let me see your refrigerator. It'll determine if I can stay or not."
No, but
sure you do. You ask if you can get a drink.
Yeah.
And you nose around in there a little bit. Hey, and look at here. When I go to use the restroom,
right.
I'm gonna take a good look through that medicine cabinet too.
That's why I don't keep any of the good stuff in there.
Interesting.
That's right.
Right.
Mainly looking for herpes gel and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Well, that's something. All right. Bailey?
All right.
I didn't know you had to refrigerate anal wart medication.
No.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man, start looking around. You'll be shocked what you see in
there. That's for the fecal parasite.
Here's the thing.
Going back to our first hour, folks.
Oh.
I have a very dear friend who helped me checking the expiration dates on some of the condiments and stuff I had in there. And how shocked I was to find that I had some things that were like well over a year.
Go through my pantry and look at some of those cans of soup and stuff.
Soup, spices. I don't think those things expire. They got to put an expiration date of something. But I have never, ever gotten sick from a spiced a little paprika that I bought 20 years ago. So what?
If you go through my pantry and you pull out some New England clam chowder, you better look at the date.
God, yes. And I know you. I bought my favorite soup. And I'm just, I'm not dropping this as a hint, in case somebody wants to get me a case of it for my birthday. It's called Dominique's, and it's United States Senate bean soup.
Oh, gosh, have you ever had it in the Senate?
Yes, I have.
Yes.
It is
It's amazing.
So good.
It is amazing. I didn't know you can buy it.
Yeah, you can buy the can. Dominique's is the company that gets it.
Wow.
And I must say, it is excellent. One, all you need is a can. You have to mix it with water. Do any of that stuff, like.
And folks, if you're ever in the Capitol, you gotta try it there in the.
You
the
know
cafeteria.
Why I stopped eating bean with bacon soup? Monday through Friday. Huh? Are you familiar with that?
No.
Bean with bacon soup.
No.
Campbell's.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
no.
it's a staple in America.
Oh. Where have I been?
Yeah. Like most Campbell's soups, you gotta mix it with water.
Mm-hmm.
However, so I'm gonna make bean with bacon soup.
Oh no.
And I'm going to throw sausage into it and stuff. In fact, one of our listeners recommended this. Kevin Gurley may have been the guy.
Uh-huh.
And it sounded great, and it was. But the first part of it, you have to take the glob of
I know what you're talking
bean
about.
With bacon gel
right.
and drop it into the water. And I don't want to tell you what that looked like when I first put it in the pot with the water.
I can imagine. And what it sounded,
I didn't know whether to cook
what
it,
it sounded like when that blob hit the.
I didn't know whether to cook it or flush it.
Right.
got a million of them for you.
27 minutes now before
that's
nine.
Right. Look at the time. 8:33 on this talk 93.1 FM. All it takes is a good storm with straight light winds, and suddenly you have got a water spot in the ceiling. And your first and most dreaded thought is, I hope this doesn't mean I have to replace the roof, because there's two things when you own a home that you worry about. By the way, the AC unit on my place, the one I'm selling, it's only 5 years old, maintained by Clark's. It's in great shape. The roof is in good condition, but that's the first thing you think, and that's a very expensive repair. So call Jones Brothers. The reason they've been around for, they're in their eighth decade of service to the River Region, it's because they play it straight. They don't come out and tell you there's a problem that doesn't exist. What they do is they check where the stain is in the ceiling, and then they trace it back. How did it get in? Because they don't want it to repeat a second time. And it's amazing. It can be water driven under a shingle. Even on a new home, this can happen. Water driven under a shingle, it can happen through the brick mortar. I did not know that until it happened to us. Fortunately, though, and then they send in a touch-up artist to take care of business, seal the entry point for the water, and it's done. And it doesn't cost an arm and a leg, but they do amazing work because you don't have to have the whole thing repainted. So when you have any type of roofing-related issue, call them, 800-264-8009, or admire their portfolio of work at jbroof.com. They not only show you some of the roofs that they've rebuilt and replaced, they show you three that they redid because the customer wasn't 100% satisfied. That's how dedicated they are to customer satisfaction. So, and all the other services, replacement windows and doors and more. We've had two screen doors added to our home by Jones Brothers. Check them out, jbroof.com, 800-264-8009.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
If you're about to leave your nice and cool and comfortable abode and walk outside for the first time this morning, you'll know immediately, as soon as you open the door, wham, what kind of day we have. A very hot day today with a high temperature. The actual number on the thermometer will reach 97, but the heat index will easily be in the 103 to 106 range, and maybe even higher, perhaps. Mostly sunny today with rain chances 20% at best. Again, mainly in the heat of the day. Tonight's low 76. Tomorrow on the 4th of July, rain chances are not great, but there will be a couple of blips on the radar here and there for some lucky communities, some cooling relief. Otherwise, highs 96 to 97 tomorrow and Thursday, and the heat index near the 105 danger range, perhaps higher. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, a little bit better coverage on the storms, highs in the mid-90s. Don't forget, if you're going to the beaches, I want to remind you, in Walton and Bay County, especially down in Florida, that includes Destin and Panama City and the 30A area, all of those areas, they're still saying strong to frequent rip currents possible. So watch the flags on the beach. Right now, this morning, with 79% humidity, ouch, it's 82, excuse me, west winds at 6 miles per hour now, 837.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
It is 837, 23 before the top of the hour. Local news coming up. And we have our morning maroon nominees.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for all of that excitement.
I'm not going anywhere.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Auburn police charged 16-year-old Johnson Taylor with two counts of manslaughter in connection to the crash that killed Rod and Paula Bramblett. Taylor is charged as an adult in this case. Authorities say he had marijuana in his system and was speeding at the time of the crash. Washington Avenue in downtown Montgomery is growing, transitioning from a one-way to a two-way street. This change affects two blocks of Washington Avenue between South Court Street and South Lawrence Street. The intersection of Washington and South Court will now be an all-way stop. And qualifying for the race for Montgomery mayor begins today, and candidates have until the 16th to qualify for the race. Right now, there are 11 people planning to run to be Montgomery's next mayor. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Happy 4th of July from all of us.
Grilling up some hot dogs, hamburgers, celebrating America's birthday. We want to get you ready for the long 4th of July weekend.
I'm free. It's freedom, baby. Yeah.
I'm free.
So you don't have no black cats, no Roman candles, or screaming memes?
July. It's free, but he's still mad.
I'm free. Hey, it's the 4th of July. You want to have some fun? This is the land of the brave and the home of the free, huh? Free country. I can do whatever I want.
Coordinated fireworks display. A wet, sticky, pungent fireworks display.
Blammo.
Yay!
I'm free.
Y'all want this party started right now.
I'm free.
It's barbecue season. The spirit of independence is back.
Where's the party?
Party!
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at your Tuesday morning traffic, and things have thinned out and traffic's back to a normal traffic flow. We don't have any problems on the interstates. They're both up at a speed limit ride. If you're on the boulevard, it's still pretty crowded, but you shouldn't see any problems as you make your way around. And the 31s are all rolling smoothly this morning. Let's be careful, get to work safely, and we'll check in with you this afternoon. Peking Palace on the Southern Boulevard has been serving great Chinese food for years. They're back, same family, same great food, but now known as Jenny's Restaurant. Stop by Jenny's Restaurant. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
And now, a star is born. On July 2nd, 1989, the world welcomed little baby Alex Morgan. The soccer star's mother was relieved after the long pregnancy.
Thank God, she wouldn't stop kicking.
Alex Morgan, a star is born.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you.
Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What do they put in hot dogs? What's in those ballgame pranks? Oh, I've heard it's eyeballs and ears and snouts and some other stuff that would gross you right out. Oh, and yes, there's also intestines and brains are also mixed in. But I'll have 1, 2, 3 dogs with kraut at the ball game.
Hey people, we're gonna have quite a treat. 4th of July now, we'll blow a hole in the street. Blow it up now, fireworks we have. Papa bought a great big bag.
Almost as good as bootleg fireworks.
It's three men and a lady.
Get the water.
I just came across a great example of how confusing the news is.
Okay.
So you got to be very careful about where you get your sources. On the front of Drudge, there's a story that infers that American pride hits new low, which I don't believe for 1 minute. We have a thing this morning that says Americans are happy. The great majority of Americans are happy. A U.S. citizen's unalienable right to pursue happiness proves to be true in the results of a survey by East Carolina's University Center for Survey Research that looked at factors like economic, personal, and political in measuring happiness ahead of the 4th of July. The latest report from the Life, Liberty, and Happiness Project reveals 78% of Americans agree with the statement, "I am happy in general." So,
well, they're happy. That one says American pride is low.
Happiness and pride are two different things.
Well,
really? I'm sorry, you know, because
if
why
I am,
do I even try?
If I'm getting your meaning, they said American, so pride in their country is low, but that they're happy
in general.
In general.
That's what I'm getting. But I, without reading any of the article, just taking your words.
Let me tell you when American pride was really low, when Jimmy Carter was president. That was, all of a sudden, as soon as Ronald Reagan was sworn in, just because you weren't alive then.
I was going to say, I looked at him and was like, yeah, before our time on this one.
It was pretty amazing.
I grew up during the Reagan years.
He was a unknown person. Gosh.
He made it cool to be an American, to put your flag out, because for 444 days, we had to live with the embarrassment that we had hostages being held in.
Right.
What country was that? Iran. Oh, yeah, those nice guys we gave a plane full of money to.
So Carter became president. What was he doing before? Was he a governor?
Governor of Georgia.
Yeah, I'm in office.
And you know why he got elected? And this is where we really,
office.
Where the American voter really needs to start paying attention. He got elected because he wore sweaters and he walked instead of taking limos.
He was different.
He put all this.
He was different.
All this show.
Yeah.
And
it was after the it was after Watergate. Everybody was so tired of politics.
Exactly,
and stuff like
his timing was perfect coming off Watergate, where he had Nixon and all of that darkness.
Yep.
But that doesn't mean because he wears sweaters and walks that he knows what he's doing. And by the end of his term in office, they say one president makes the next one possible. Certainly, Bush and the crash of '88 didn't hurt Obama one bit when he came along with hope, change. All right, time for our, speaking of Obama, let's get our former Secretary of State, Jean Chrétien.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. The nominees are a little bit unusual today.
Aren't they always?
Unusual? They're always unusual. These are, some of them are bizarre. No, nobody's too bizarre here. They're just dumb. We have a college student, nominee number one, Lindsey Brown from Glasgow, Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
On vacation in Spain with friends, was having serious issues with her bathing suit. Because it was failing to cover the parts that you're not supposed to show in public.
Bathing suit malfunction, yeah.
So she sent a message to the company, hey, I wore that swimsuit today. My parts were out.
Right.
Why does it stretch like that? And the company wrote her back and said, you're wearing it upside down.
Okay.
I saw that.
Yeah. Guess what state we're going to next?
Oh, I wouldn't know.
So, Iowa.
Iowa, South Florida, a popular destination where a burglar was captured cooking a late-night meal in a restaurant. He is now known in Martin County, Florida, as the Hamburglar. He's been successful in forcing his way into restaurants, cooking himself a meal, and then stealing what he can't consume. However, he did all this, he gave the cops a nice long look because the in-store cameras captured his...
Oh, I forgot they have cameras in those businesses.
So, he's been arrested. And then we have a guy, and guess what state?
I don't know.
Yeah, Florida. Jesus Ferrer of Zephyr Hills, which is the place where
the water comes from there.
I know where that is. It's in Pasco County.
He got into an argument with his girlfriend over the weekend because, according to the police, she bought the wrong fruit from McDonald's. So he grabbed a few packages of McDonald's sweet and sour sauce and threw them at her.
Mm-hmm.
That'll do it every time.
Then they started wrestling, and it wasn't for fun, like with baby oil and stuff. This was like a real... So she pulled a chunk of his beard out. Can you imagine?
Ow.
That must have hurt. Oh, my God. He ran off after that, but the cops tracked him down later in the day and arrested him for battery because he was the one that threw the sweet and sour packets.
Wow.
I can understand throwing a knife, throwing a bowling ball or something that could kill you.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'd want to have somebody fire a 75-mile-an-hour sweet and sour packet at my head.
No, sticky.
That's a little over the top, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so, too.
Who do you like?
I don't know.
I like the bathing suit.
The bathing suit one is just too much.
I mean, that's just pure dumbness.
Dear company.
Yeah, when you put it on and everything that you're trying to hide is out.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, I would say.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Joe Joining us now from Prattville Farm Center, I'm proud to tell Randy Burkhalter that I have harvested my first tomatoes.
And
oh,
I,
you have?
I know that because I consumed them yesterday. Yes.
So now, was it a slicer or a cherry?
They're larger than a cherry,
yeah.
But they're smaller than the regulation size, I guess you would say.
Medium size.
Yeah.
6 ounce.
Right.
But delicious.
Delicious. Very juicy.
Nothing like them homegrown tomatoes.
Yep.
And I got to go out there today and collect some more because I took a peek yesterday, saw a lot of red in there. So maybe the next group will be bigger and more robusty.
Well, I tell you, there's a lot of folks around starting to harvest and have fresh tomatoes. I know the ones we planted here at our house also are starting to mature and come off. You know, that vine ripe is something that you don't normally get in a produce section of a supermarket,
right,
or something like that. They, a lot of times they choose their varieties by varieties that are able to ship and remain firm and things, not taste. Taste is not necessarily number one priority there. But yeah, I'm proud. I'm good. I'm glad. I'm glad you're getting some tomatoes.
Well, you're not as proud as I am.
I hear you.
What else, is it still possible to grow stuff if you plant now in the midsummer?
Yeah, matter of fact, we have got a fresh batch of heat set tomatoes. Now, a heat set tomato is a tomato that has been bred to be able to withstand our midsummer temperature. So these would, if they're planted now, they would start producing in probably another... let's see, August. It would be right around the first, end of August, first of September.
Mm-hmm.
And a tomato, the varieties, for example, that you planted, you can probably tell they're not really crazy about the super hot temperatures.
Right.
And they'll kind of sit there and look wilty, and now they'll, when the temperature starts to cool off, they'll come back with vengeance. But these heat-set tomatoes are able to set fruit even when temperatures get above, 75 at night. It's really the nighttime temperature that tomatoes don't like being high.
Mm-hmm.
Their blooms start to drop. They don't set fruit. The blooms fall off. These heat-set tomatoes will set fruit.
You have those in stock now.
Yes, sir.
Along with everything else you need, I love the fact that you can shovel your own seeds. They give you a packet if you have questions about how deep to plant, how far apart. They write that on the package for you. They have everything you need to get rid of stuff you don't want growing and to nourish what you do. Tools, an equestrian section, a tax section.
Greg, we have such a long growing season here. Now, I actually know a row cropper friend of mine that's putting in another crop of corn. Corn may be pushing, but peas, beans, tomatoes, most everything else, you've plenty of time.
What are your hours over the holiday weekend, Randy?
Well, we'll be off July the 4th,
mm-hmm.
and maybe for the next 2 weeks after that. That's a joke.
I was going to say, I've never heard of that one before.
Yeah.
I heard silence.
You saw, well, you didn't see the look on our face either.
Yeah, that was...
You ought to see the look on Eddie's face. He was like, really?
Yeah.
No. No, right, we'll be back to work Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
Just like normal.
And your location?
We're at 1154 South Memorial Drive, just south of the Uptown McDonald's.
Just a little outside.
All right,
just
and look up Prattville Farm Center on Facebook. Randy, thank you for your time, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, News and Views just minutes away.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's exquisite jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road. When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, apparently I look like I'm brand new to America. I was just at the gas station getting supplies for my 4th of July barbecue. You know, hot dog wieners, menthols, propane tanks. And the young fella helping me out had the nerve to say to me, "Don't be smoking around the propane tank." I couldn't believe it. Does he know who I am? I have been smoking around propane tanks since I was a baby. So I said to him, "Look, buddy, this ain't my first rodeo. Grab my wieners and left." I said to myself, he's just another example of a coddled PC millennial that don't know how to handle his combustibles around an open flame. As mad as I was, I cooled off later and then went back down to the store and apologized to him for leaving in such a huff. And we got to talking. Come to find out, his mama's stepbrother's uncle is my third cousin's boyfriend's grandpa, so we're basically family. And now he's coming to my barbecue. Our story is like the story of America. Once divided and now stronger together. Happy 4th, y'all, and be kind to one another. You never know who you might be related to.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and Jay.
Hi, Emily.
Hey, Jay.
They're wearing their get-along shirt today.
We haven't really fought in a long time.
You want to change that?
No. Don't ruin it.
You got some McDonald's sweet and sour sauce?
Got some dragon sauce, though, from the Seafood Bistro. It's delicious.
Ain't that the truth?
Is that when you put the fried green tomatoes in?
You can, yes.
No, but I don't think that's the sauce that comes with it.
It's sauce he brought with it when he brought the fried green tomatoes.
Oh, here.
Yeah. He had that, and I think he had some ranch as well.
Yeah.
But I was dipping it in that dragon sauce every single time.
That, you got to try that, folks. That is something else.
It's wonderful.
Mm-mm. Back to you, Emily.
Yeah. And on the specials board, alongside the fried green tomatoes, you can find the shrimp tacos, the fish tacos, which I say you get them blackened. You have the option of having them
fried.
You can
get them, either way.
But they just season things so well over at the Seafood Bistro.
Don't
leave
out that rice.
And you can only get that as a
with
side.
With the side on that, I know.
With the fish
tacos. They need to make that its own side because it's delicious.
So what you guys need to do is go to 1651 Berry Hill Road and order these things off the daily specials board. So Paul will be motivated to put them on the menu, the ever-expanding menu of the Seafood Bistro that you can see online at theseafoodbistro.com. Again, see him in person at 1651 Perry Hill Road. If you're in a rush but know exactly what you want, give him a call ahead of time, 279-7500. And whenever you do stop by, make sure that you say hey to Paul and Jessica. And I am not certain of their holiday hours, but we will get that to you
guys. We will find out about that, yes.
The Seafood Bistro, yay!
Absolutely. You were saying?
Nothing. I was thinking about the Seafood Bistro.
Excellent.
And the boilbacks.
The boilbacks are awesome. Boilbacks.
We're doing keto, and we're doing pretty well with it. And there's so much you can still eat on it. It's like, it's not a deprivation diet.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had no trouble.